Morning. This time we take the Lord's Supper together, and we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We remember God in the way He has forgiven our sins and given us a relationship with Him. I think my Bible has a misprint, a typo, some kind of error. I'm going to read this to you. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." It says, "God so loved the world." It's got to be a misprint. You know, God so loved His Son. We know that's true. In Matthew 3:17 and in Matthew 17:5, it says, "This is My Son whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." You know, God loved His Son. He loved Him immensely, unconditionally, and eternally. And actually, the more we appreciate God's love for His Son, the more we understand and appreciate God's love for us. God is the ultimate parent. Just think, He watched His Son grow up as a human being. He saw Him suffer, get beaten and crucified and die. That had to have been agonizing as a parent. You know, the saps that are watching their son, you know, go through dialysis. You know, they love their son. That's got to be challenging. Just think, God of the universe watched His Son go through all that. And this week I've had multiple parent-child issues, dilemmas with people. Because it's challenging to be a parent. But I'm convinced in all these dilemmas and situations that the parent had the best interest of the child at heart. The parent loved his or her child and wanted the best for them. Being a parent is challenging. I don't want to embarrass our daughter, Michaela. But she's in college, and she doesn't call us enough. So here goes. So a couple years ago, she and her boyfriend, who will remain nameless, unless it's Jacob, they were in our driveway. It was getting really late, right? And I'm a parent. So I faced that eternal parent dilemma. Do I spy or do I not spy? I know there's conflicting reports from experts. Should I spy or not spy? I had those two little people on my shoulder, the not spy angel and the spy angel. You must trust her. It will be fine. What are you thinking? You are the parent. It is your right to spy. You've taught her valuable truth. She's with a boy. So I talked to the expert, my wife. And in summary, she said, do the right thing. So I'm spying out the window. They're in the driveway, but the car is dark, but they're both in the car. And they have those tinted windows. You know, you just can't see that good. So I wait a while. Nothing happens, but you know, your mind plays games on you. Are those windows all steamy? So finally, I go downstairs and I think, okay, this will do it. I push the garage door so it opens. They'll know that's a sign. Nothing happens. I go back upstairs. Still can't really see anything. So then I flip on the garage door light. Nothing. They don't move anything. So fine, I do it. I walk out there, knock on the window of the car. Michaela rolls down the window. What are you doing? She said, we're praying. I told you. She made that up. So, I open the back door. I get in. He said, what are you doing? I'm going to pray with you. Right? Yeah, right. We love our daughter. We love being parents. Led me down some crazy roads. So we want our kids to be secure, have spiritual, and have eternal life. That's what we want. And God loved his son infinitely more than we love our kids. But he gave him for us, which is amazing. Not begrudgingly, not hesitantly, not any other way, but he gave him to us sacrificially and lovingly. See, John 3:17 after that says, "For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." If you translate the word world right there, it actually means mankind, me and you as people. The more we understand God's love for his son, the more we understand and appreciate his love for us. God doesn't spy on us. He walks with us. He lives with us. He lives inside us. For God so loved the world, it's not a misprint after all. It's not an error or typo. It's the truth. Put in your name. God so loved. Put your name right there. As you take communion, put your name right there. As we celebrate the sacrifice of God through his son and his love for us. Let's pray. God, we thank you so much that you are the ultimate parent. And God, you're with us all the time. And God, you tap on a window sometimes and say, "Hey, what are you doing?" Which is good. We need that. God, we commune with each other, and we learn from each other the love that you have for us, the sacrifice of your son, which is amazing to know, God, you watched him suffer. You watched him go through so much for us. And God, that tells us how much you love us. God, we're just so grateful, God, be with us at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.